KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 74 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy, windy, and warm today. A high of 91 with winds out of the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Well, emergency personnel are on the scene of a semi-tractor-trailer rollover this morning. The accident happened on Interstate 80 westbound near mile marker 75 or over by Adair. According to reports, the tractor and trailer had came to rest in a ravine with the cab underneath the trailer. We have no word yet this morning on injuries, and additional details are currently not available. Police in Council Bluffs report that officers responded at around 2:36 p.m. Thursday to a drive-by shooting at an apartment building in the Northwest District of Council Bluffs. Witnesses told authorities they observed a maroon spray-painted Cavalier driven by a white male leaving the area. No one was injured during the incident. The Council Bluffs Police Department is asking for assistance in locating or identifying the owner and occupants of the Cavalier, who are persons of interest in the case. You can see photos of the suspect vehicle under this same report on the news page at KJAN.com. The investigation is ongoing by the Criminal Investigation Division in Council Bluffs. Anyone with information that was in the area at the time of the incident is encouraged to contact the CID at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. A single vehicle accident Thursday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in a couple from South Dakota being sent to the hospital. The Iowa State Patrol said a 2017 Buick Envision SUV, driven by 81-year-old Robert D. Orcutt of Volga, South Dakota, was south on Interstate 29 at around 11:36 a.m. and near Exit 71 when the vehicle exited the interstate at a high rate of speed. The patrol says that Orcutt believed the exit was part of I-29. And due to the excessive speed, the compact SUV couldn't negotiate the curve and entered the south ditch, where it struck a sign and a tree before coming to rest. Robert Orcutt and his passenger, 77-year-old Joanne Orcutt, also of Volga, South Dakota, were taken by Crescent Rescue and LifeNet helicopter, respectively, to the Nebraska Medicine Center in Omaha. Authorities say the couple were wearing their seatbelts. There was no immediate word on their condition. A man who escaped from authorities in Nebraska was arrested early Thursday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said 37-year-old Eric G. Scott was in possession of a service weapon that belonged to an eastern Nebraska sheriff's deputy. The weapon was found in a backpack that Scott was carrying when he was arrested by Pott County deputies. His arrest followed a 911 call that occurred just before noon Thursday to the Pott County Communications Center, and that was with regard to a male subject who was walking in the area of Joslyn Avenue and Borden Road. The reporting party advised that they thought the subject was the male that had escaped from Nebraska authorities. Investigators say Scott was being transferred by a Dodge County, Nebraska deputy on Wednesday when Scott commandeered the car south of Wahoo, Nebraska, pushing the deputy out of the vehicle. The deputy suffered minor injuries. Scott was serving 2 to 4 years for fifth offense drunken driving conviction when he escaped from custody. He was transported to Pott County Corrections and was held on an out-of-state charge of escape and false imprisonment. A traffic stop September 13th in Cass County resulted in the arrest of two Central Iowa men. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said Thursday that 20-year-old Brandon Tomas Ruiz Quintana of Windsor Heights was arrested for a drug tax stamp violation, possession with the intent to deliver alprazolam, and possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense. 20-year-old Stephen Ray Floyd Jr. of Des Moines was arrested for OWI first offense, possession of marijuana first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both men were brought to the Cass County Jail, where Ruiz Quintana remains held on $9,000 bond, and Floyd's bond was set at $2,000. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that charges have been filed against three men following investigations into separate incidents. 30-year-old Dustin Douglas Williams of Audubon was charged with manufacturing marijuana within 1,000 feet of a school and two counts of child endangerment. Those charges are the result of a search warrant executed Thursday at Williams' home at 530 Leroy Street in Audubon. Williams was being held in the Audubon County Jail on a $30,000 bond. The incident remained under investigation, and the canine Axel and Audubon Police Department assisted in that investigation. On Wednesday, 28-year-old Joseph Dean White of Exira was arrested for domestic abuse, third offense, false imprisonment, and obstructing emergency communications following an incident that allegedly occurred at his home on September 16th. White remains in the Audubon County Jail on a $5,000 bond. And 66-year-old Robert Kurt Wiggis of Audubon was charged with OWI first offense following an investigation into an accident that occurred in Audubon on July 25th. Wiggus appeared before the magistrate Thursday and was released. His preliminary hearing was set for October 9th. In the funeral announcements, Lillian Mae Moon, age 80, who's formerly of Stewart, died September 11th in Palm Springs, California. Graveside services for Lillian Moon will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart. A celebration of life will follow the graveside services, and that will be held at the home of Brad and Nancy Moore at 414 Wildcat Court in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stewart has the arrangements. Brian M. Jorgensen, age 34, of Exira, died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Brian Jorgensen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Patrick McGovern, age 85, of Austin, Texas, died June 17th. A celebration of life memorial service for Patrick McGovern will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. And Laura Burkhart, age 99, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Eleanor Burkhart will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.